Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the 13th anniversary of the first time that Ted Fishman joined us on the show. Hey, Ted, happy anniversary, baby. 13 years. Thank you for that.
Oh, I've enjoyed it. It doesn't feel any less than 12 and a half, really.
I know. Welcome back, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame, and boy, howdy, did we do good when we got Ted to join us, and we helped him launch China Inc. and then later Shock of Gray, and he just keeps coming back for more brain damage with me, and I really appreciate him. We always get smarter when Ted joins us. Hey, Ted, you're helping us understand the truth about the trade deficit and the capital account. The trade deficit, as you said, is an annual number. The capital account is an accumulative number. But still, you said that, you know, the trade deficit is measured in hundreds of billions, whereas the capital account is measured in trillions, right?
In trillions, right. So just so listeners know, we have close to an $800 billion trade deficit with the whole world. You know, most of that is, I would say, China's a big piece of that, but
almost
also
half, 40%
energy imports are another big part of that. And that's going to change. You know, the energy.
Yeah, that's changing.
Change. Eventually, we might be brave enough to put tariffs on energy imported to the United States if we're good enough at creating our own. So that's the bigger picture. But I brought it up because you mentioned inflation. You know that this globalization helps us temper inflation.
Yeah.
And the other thing that helps us temper inflation is when the world is demanding our U.S. Treasury bonds and other kinds of debt, because the higher the demand, the lower the interest, and that keeps inflation down, too.
Right.
In terms of the cost of money, of course, it doesn't keep inflation down because it's easy to borrow money. But so far, we've managed that.
So let's talk about China, because that's in the news right now. What do you think about President Trump's trade strategy? Is he positioning to negotiate to try to make trade fairer, or is he really a protectionist? What do you think?
This is so above my pay grade, figuring out what he's thinking.
But China's
the best. Here's what. Why don't I say what I hope?
All right.
You know, you said we've been talking about the issues in China Inc. for 13 years, and in a way, these are a replay of all of these very same issues.
Yep.
And as you know, in China Inc., one of the most important issues in that book for me was raising the issue of intellectual property protection, which I thought was the key issue in our international competitiveness. And I do think this genuinely sticks in President Trump's craw. And he is genuinely offended by the fact that the jewels of our economy, which is our intellectual property, migrates abroad at no cost and acts as something like, and as we have discussed many times, this is the world's biggest subsidy to business in the world, which is the Chinese refusal to pay for intellectual property. They just get all the best stuff for free, and there's been no consequence.
Well, they get it two ways. I think we ought to stick this in there, Ted. One way they get it is just by absolutely stealing it, coming over here and filching it off of our own computers, just barefaced stealing it from us, and we've allowed them to do that. That's one way. The other way is the way that they integrate our companies with their companies on the mainland, in China, right, with the only allowing us to have a 41% stake in the new entity, but we have to roll all of our IP out and let them have it, and which is when they steal it.
It's worse than that. That's definitely part of the dynamic, but this plays directly into the concerns of medium and small businesses, which is big businesses would reward their executives quarter by quarter, have no incentive to police their Chinese suppliers on intellectual property because mm-hmm. they want their suppliers to push back their prices year after year. And the only way you can do that, one of the great ways to do that is not to pay, is to steal the means of production and not pay for it. So if you're a big box store and you're telling your producers to lower your prices 12% a year, you might wink, wink, nudge, nudge, not care if they build copies of Great American Machines in China and have them for a third the price while they're making your stuff.
Right.
And this is one of the ways that, and I think the president is sensitive to this. He doesn't like those big corporate players ripping off the rest of the economy.
That's exactly right. Well, and so, I mean, this is an area, and it does seem that whether it's his intention or not, it does seem that his behavior is becoming a negotiating tactic because, am I correct in saying that China is coming back to the table a little bit?
Absolutely. Of course they are. And the dirty secret in all this is that the president will help the Chinese achieve their economic goals because if he can help China put some brakes on its overactive manufacturing sector, China will be able to push more jobs into its service sector, which it's been craving and designing in every one of its economic plans and going forward in its 10-year plan. So, you know, we might see that China makes a lot of noise, has some strategic responses to save face, but really goes slow because the U.S. is doing its economic planning for it.
Right, right. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Ted Fishman, TedCFishman.com, is that right?
That's right.
Ted C, the letter C, Fishman.com. Folks, I promise you, if you hang out with Ted, you'll get smarter, and you'll thank me later. Quick break, 10 Tech Students.
Got a black magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.